So what we're doing now, we're going in two small groups of three. There are three roles that are played. One is the person who approaches the servant of Sulis. And the task of that person really is just to be with the wish of their heart, be with their own personal grail quest. The other role is the role of witness, and the person who's witness just gets present in their body and just holds the other two people in their attention. The person who is the servant of Sulis sits in the position of connecting the person who is pursuing their quest with the deep energy of the goddess and the inner levels. In effect, the servant of Sulis is acting as a priest or priestess, joining the worlds together. So what I'm going to do is help the people who are sitting in that position align with being the servant of the Sulis by describing the archetypal imagery, the kind of dress, the kind of energies that the servant of Sulis works with. When the person has spoken their heart wish, the servant of Sulis simply aligns with the goddess, aligns with the deeper energies, and responds from the deeper place. This is an act of relaxation and allowing the flow from the inside to the outside. There may be some dialogue between yourself and the person, not an extended dialogue, but there may be, but after you've spoken, the person may have a question, and again, you just allow yourself to respond. When the dialogue is at an end, the servant of Sulis will bless the person who's brought their heart wish. When the session is completed, the servant of Sulis then becomes the witness. The person who has brought their heart wish then becomes the servant of Sulis. The person who has been witness then brings their heart wish. So we'll do this for 15 minutes. I'll hold the time. So what I'm now going to do is to help the people who are standing, sitting as the servant of Sulis align with the deeper energies. You haven't decided yet. That's fine. So let's decide. Let's decide who's going to do that first. No, I'm starting you off because I've got to help the servant of Sulis come in, get into their role and align with the inner energies. So what I'm going to do is describe these shapes, and what I want you to do is just to let those images come into you and almost to get a felt sense of the images, that you will sit there as the servant of Sulis between the twin pillars with the dish and the fire. And the companion animals who are going to help you be servant of Sulis. So as I describe it, just let yourself become these images. So just feel, first of all, just be aware of your body, be aware of your contact with the ground, be aware of your breathing. And slightly behind you, be aware that you're sitting in front of two Corinthian columns, two great marble columns. And be aware that between the columns is a great triangular pediment with the image of a man's head like the sun. And as you feel into that image, be aware that this is the gateway to the temple of Sulis. Beyond the pillars, there are two great bronze doors. And the doors are open. Beyond the doors, there is the image of the goddess, Sulis Minerva. So feeling behind you the pillars, the great bronze doors, the great hall and the image of the goddess. And as you become aware of this, you feel the presence of the goddess. You feel a connection between your body and the temple and the goddess, and a mysterious place right in the heart of the statue. As you become aware of these levels, you start to feel a little different. You become aware that you are robed. You feel the folds of the robe around your body. The robe may be white and red, it may be black, it may be black and white, maybe black and white and red. But feel the robe of the servant of Sulis. Upon your face there is a mask, soft leather. This is the mask of the servant of Sulis. Upon your head there is a headdress or a cowl. Just in front of you there is a small tripod and a bronze cauldron, in which there burns an eternal flame. Perched near you on your left side, there is a small owl. That can whisper in your ear and give you teaching and advice. Curled up by you on your right side, there is a beautiful snake with many colors and jeweled eyes that gives you strength and courage. Let yourself sit between the pillars, let yourself feel past the doors into the presence of the goddess. Feel the owl and the snake. Contemplate the cauldron and the eternal fire. Feel the mask of the mother upon your features. Let the robe of Sulis hold you as you become the servant of Sulis. When you are ready, simply hold up your hand as a signal for the person who seeks to speak their heart wish.
Looking at his color. So they're like feeling here rather than moving through. No, I can't see it anymore, it's kind of too familiar.
Should we do that now?
Don't know how to see it in a different way.
It's almost like I can see the image shaping to us.
The rest is almost in the centre as well.
And the moss, this green moss, that has the rooms up.
The river, the image of that waterfall, really powerful.
How does it feel?
It's like almost wanting to run away from this place.
Which side of the water?
It's a pine tree.
Below it, there's a pool in front of me. And the water falls to the other side.
This is a picture of the bag. And the pine tree, if you see that, there's a fire. It's not. It's fire. It's throughout the universe, it's fire. It's not just for this sun.
It is really sort of stress.
I'm not sure,
the first thought of stress being here, but it might be this arise being stress.
It's all blue.
It's drinking.
It is not stand in the light.
Which is really cool and fresh. Really
blessed
cool.
By the light. Wounded by that light.
So that's the deal. Safe noise. Something about this place being is over the hill.
Listen to the soul of that place.
If you were to look at the eyes of that owl, my owl, and the mouth.
This is not steady. It's hard to be in this place on my own.
Mm.